ninth inning with tally hitting. And I'll give Coach Ramsey credit for that because we do have a lot of spray charts and things where we try to put guys in positions to make plays. So tip the cap to Coach Ramsey, had Webb in the right spot, made a nice play. In the eighth inning, Waddell made a nice play on just getting the guy at first. And then to end the game, Austin Wilhite makes another tough play on Cam Shepard. So kind of a combination. We got the hits when we needed them. We played good defense. And then we made enough pitches to just get out of jams because they had guys on pretty frequently. So I think that's it.
So how satisfying was this?
How satisfying?
Yep.
Well, I mean, we take a lot of pride in trying to win our state. I guess the way I would describe it for the regular season, we won the series and won the state. They're the only team that's beat us in a midweek game this year. So satisfying to, win the series. I fully expect we're going to see them again somewhere. And that'll be a whole different level of competition and two good teams going at it, but they are really good. They got a chance to probably win the SEC and play for a long time. I think we're very competitive and good as well, and hopefully we can play well the next 4 or 5 weeks before we start playing in the regions.
Coach, there was a total of 11 pitchers that hit the mound today on both sides. So is there a reason that your team could you not get your pitchers hot? Was there a rotation problem? Why was there so many calls for?
We were just trying to mix and match. So we were trying to get guys in to pitch to some of their hitters that we felt like were good matchups on their hitters. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. So it was more that than anything. Like, we started Court Rodig, a freshman. We really didn't expect him to go too long. We probably would have hoped that maybe he could get through 4 or 5 innings. That didn't happen. But so then we kind of had to start matching up with who they had coming to the plate. And I thought, for the most part, our guys did a really good job of just executing their pitches and getting us some outs.
And on that note, a lot of your star pitchers didn't go up to the mound today for obvious reasons, but was there any pitcher today that we should see shining in the future for your team?
Tristan English.
Right.
Tristan English is a great college baseball player, and he'll get a chance to keep playing at the next level. Whether he's a hitter or a pitcher, I'll leave that up to the guys at that level, but he's a very, very talented guy, and I think there's other guys. I mean, I honestly think that the Elliott kid is one of the best pitchers that we've faced all year, even though he's pitching midweek, which until today he's done a tremendous job. So I think that guy is really talented as well. And there'll be other guys. I mean, that's a good thing about both schools. They both got good players. You'll see them playing at the next level.
How more refined was the approach against Elliott this time than the first two times? Since, I mean, got him into a bunch of pitches the first time, got him out early. Last time he pitched really well. So how much better?
I think the first inning he had to throw a lot of pitches for one. And then I think that probably just took a little edge off of him. And then I think when he didn't make his pitch, we made him pay. And I think Waddell made him pay. I think it was a hanging breaking ball or hanging changeup. McCann hit a hanging slider into the top house. So I think it was more that we got his pitch count up early. I mean, you have to throw, I think, 20-some pitches in the first inning. That takes a lot out of you. And so now maybe the second time through the order, when he didn't make his pitch, we made him pay.
You're approaching a series with Clemson, so what are you going to take from this match today into that series coming up Friday?
We put a lot of emphasis on winning ACC series, and Clemson is always one of the best teams in our league. So, we're happy we won this game, but starting tomorrow, I mean, we'll just start refocusing on getting ready to play Clemson.
How big is it knowing that you can throw Tristan 2 innings now to get a save at the end of a game?
Oh, it's huge. Like, I ask how in the seventh inning, I'm like, is Tristan English throwing the eighth and ninth? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing. Even though Chapman threw really well, there was a question of, are we gonna keep him in or are we going to take him out? And I'm like, just go straight to Tristan English. So he threw well.
It seems like the 2 of 3 has really worked well for you this year. You've won two out of three is very consistent all year. It seems like that's kind of been a little bit.
It's the formula. Yeah. I mean, it's the formula. We've known that forever. Have had a hard time doing it until this year, but this year we've been very competitive in those series, and you know, we need to continue it. I mean, we still got three ACC series to play and a non-conference series, so we're nowhere near, you know, what we want to do or where we want to be. So we've still got four more series before we even get into postseason play.
As they were chipping away at the lead, did they kind of feel like, let's just get to the eighth and get Tristan in there? Or
that's what you were trying to get to. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's you're trying to get to that knowing that you had him sitting there to throw two innings.
Right.
But, you know, it's not easy getting there. Right. But I do think that, you know, Micah Carpenter, Luke Bartnicki, Hugh Chapman, they did a nice job of getting us some outs to get us to that point.
Last one for Coach.
It seemed like the whole day the base paths were just littered with runners. Was it guys making big pitches or what?
Yeah, some for sure. And, you know, just kind of not panicking. And I thought we made some nice plays. We turned that. I know one double play, maybe a couple. I know I looked up after the first two innings and I saw it was 8:00 and I'm like, we played two innings in an hour. We're going to be here a while tonight. But, you know, thankful that, you know, we hung in, persevered, came out of here with a win.
It's a nice, you don't mind staying this late when you're coming out with a win.
Not at all. No. I'm proud of the way my guys played.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
To not just beat Georgia and Michigan State, but to beat the number 4 team in the country in the series, what does that say to you about just the
Oh, we're competitive. I mean, I think we talked about that yesterday on the phone. I just think we feel like we can compete with, you know, anybody, and I think that's kind of, it's why we won tonight. It's why we've won against some really, really good teams all year.